Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 452 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we have a question from AJ about something I've never really even talked about before. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, which is an amazing, amazing piece of software that allows you to keep track of all of your business finances, from all the money coming in, your income, all the money going out, your expenses, and any invoicing that you do in your business as well. They just make it super easy for you to just to stay on track with everything. When I first started managing my business finances online, it was done with Excel, and it was a major, major headache. But FreshBooks came to the rescue, and I recommend it for you as well. If you head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, you'll get a 30-day free trial of this amazing piece of software. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from AJ.
Hi, Pat. My name is AJ. I was just curious about what your thoughts are on making money flipping domains. So I've seen a few online courses here and there about how you can buy a domain for $10 or so and then resell for $100 or more. Yeah, I know it's not a totally hands-free or passive method of making money online, but I was just wondering, do you have any experience with or thoughts about domain flipping?
Hey, what's up, AJ? Thank you so much for this question. And it's interesting because I think of flipping online in two different ways. One, flipping websites, and another, flipping domains, which we'll talk about. I'll talk about both, actually. And I've heard this compared to flipping actual houses, where you buy a property and you fix it up a little bit and then you sell it for a higher price. It's essentially the same thing online, except online you're using virtual properties, websites, domains, and in person and in real life you're using actual properties. So it's essentially the same thing. And the first thing I want to mention about this is, definitely you're right, it's not a passive thing. It takes a lot of time and effort and learning, trial and error and experimentation to do this correctly. But also, you know, in terms of building a long-term business, this is something to – it's going to be difficult to build a long-term sustainable business in this way, and it is because it is hard to predict. It's hard to scale, and it isn't always doable. Just like flipping houses, I mean, there are people who do it really, really well, but there are also a lot of other people out there who can't even make a dime off of it, or they lose a lot of money. And so I would highly recommend that if you are starting out with this, that you experiment, you start out small, but you also find people who you know who are doing it right, and you learn from them. I'm not saying this is a terrible strategy. I mean, this is how a lot of people generate and make their living. But in terms of building a business, I mean, I always think about, okay, how can you make the internet a better place? This is something I picked up from Nicole Dean back in episode 7 or 8 on the Smart Passive Income podcast. I can't even remember the exact number. It was so long ago. But that phrase that she said on that episode made a profound impact on me and how I teach what I teach, and that is to see what we could all do to make the internet a better place. And there are certain types of business models that I feel don't fit this model that I'm not saying aren't the way you should go, but just it's not under the Flynn Industries SPI umbrella in terms of what I teach or how what I would ever do. And flipping domains is one of them. Another one is affiliate marketing through just simply buying ads and doing that without having used those products before. Anyway, you get the idea. But let's talk more about this. Now, flipping domains is different than flipping websites. A domain is simply just the domain, the URL. But then the website is actually built out, and you know they could potentially be crossed over. But for the purposes of this answer, I'm going to have them be separate in my mind. So flipping a website is buying a website that is already in existence. It has some sort of traffic already, and maybe not at all. But essentially, you're taking this website the way it is. You're going to improve it in some way, shape, or form, and then sell it for a higher price. And this is something that I haven't done myself, but I have purchased a website that existed already. And this was a small experiment that I did a number of years ago that never really took off. I didn't really get excited about it, so I never really even shared it. But I purchased a site off of Flippa.com, Flippa.com, which is a website marketplace where you can see websites that exist that you could buy. It's actually pretty fun to explore. And I purchased a golf website, so beginnergolftips.com, which is actually still live today. You can actually check it out right now. And I took the site, which was not on WordPress, and it was just kind of sitting there. The owner had no energy to do anything with it anymore. I purchased it. I put it on WordPress. I put a theme around it. I used a thesis theme and put some ads on it. And it has generated a little bit of income over time. Hasn't made up the cost yet, even over 3 years, but I haven't done much with it. Now, there are other people out there. There's a good friend of mine named Chris Guthrie who used to do this. He would purchase sites that exist, and he did a lot more research than I did. But he purchased a couple sites for, you know, thousands of dollars and have sold them for much, much, much more, or is generating much more from those websites as a result. And that's a cool strategy, but there is a lot that goes into that. You definitely need to do your due diligence. And like I said, that was an experiment that just didn't pan out. I didn't learn enough from it, and I didn't do enough with it to actually share it really. And this is kind of the first time I'm even mentioning it. Is it something I might do in the future? It just doesn't excite me, and it's not necessarily making the internet a better place in that way that I know I could do it if I were to actually start with, well, here's an audience or a target market with a problem and a pain that I could potentially solve with some sort of solution, from software to info product to coaching to whatever the case may be. I think approaching it in that way is much better and is a better way to serve an audience than finding a website, which, you know, there are some thoughts, however, with websites that exist that have traffic, who might have an owner who isn't yet excited or just has kind of just died out in terms of their excitement for that particular project, where if you did have some connection to that niche and you did want to serve that audience better, then you can come in there, and that could work out very well. And I could see that working out in many people's favors. Now, flipping domains is a little bit different, I feel. It's more, you know, and I don't know about those of you listening, but I've gotten upset actually from a few people who I know are squatting domain names just for the purposes of making more money. Now, you can make more money with it. Is it something that you'd be comfortable with? That's a personal thing. For me, no, because I don't know, it just doesn't fit. Again, it doesn't make the internet a better place. And for me, I've had personal experiences with people who have held domain names, have tried to get as much money out of me as possible for domain names that I want because they just happen to be the owners. And you know, they're for domain names that were related to stuff that I was already doing, unfortunately. So, you know, I'm not going to get into those stories, but you know, there's just not a place in my heart for domain squatters. Now, that I don't know if that's essentially what you were talking about, but you know, there is a fair way to do it, and there's a right way to do it, to be a broker, for example, or to flip domains in certain ways. But again, is it reliable? Is it something that can be done long term? You're going to have to rely on somebody to buy those things after you purchase them, and it's not always going to be reliable and scalable. Now, if you figured out some sort of formula or strategy to do this, maybe if it was in a niched space or something like that, I don't know, it could potentially be more predictable. But again, I just have, you know, just being honest, I have weird feelings about it, and it is not something I would ever do. Now, AJ, am I saying you should never do this? No. I recommend you explore it more if it's something you're interested in. Obviously, it is something that you're somewhat interested in because you're asking this question. You've seen courses out there. And again, just make sure you are careful about these courses that are available. Talk to people who have taken them before. Get real testimonials from real people outside of the website so you can understand whether or not these things are worth going into. I recommend you check it, Chris Guthrie's site, upfuel.com is his website. He's sort of shifted more into the Amazon FBA space, but he used to buy a lot of websites as well. You could probably ask him on Twitter or something at Chris Guthrie to see if he's doing any more of that or if he still has those sites. I actually haven't talked to him for a while. But he's a good guy, and he might be able to help out too. And yeah, if any of you out there have any experience with flipping domains or websites, I would love to hear from you. Use the hashtag on Twitter, AskPat451. Again, that's hashtag AskPat452, not 51. Hashtag AskPat452. And we'll continue that conversation there. So AJ, thank you so much for this interesting question. It's kind of cool to think about and explore, just spilling my brain here for you guys who are listening. And I think it'll be a great conversation starter, too, if this is something that some of you maybe even do for yourself, too. And I hope I haven't offended any of you if you do. But anyway, again, just my personal opinion. I don't know as much as you do about this stuff because I've never done it before. So anyway, thanks so much, AJ. Appreciate it. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They are serving over 3 million small business owners, and they can help serve you too. And they also have an award-winning mobile app, so you can keep track of the health of your business financially on the go as well. To check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thank you again so much, and here's a quote to finish off the day by George Adair. He said, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." I love that quote. Very Stephen Pressfield-ish, talking about that resistance. And this is something I always say. There's always something amazing on the other end of fear. So everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Conquer it. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.